This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
What Senator Murkowski is attempting to do is utilize a provision in the Congressional Review Act, which allows Congress to disapprove of rules that are promulgated by administrative agencies. And the rule that she's targeting is the endangerment finding on greenhouse gases that EPA finalized in December in accordance with a Supreme Court decision back in April of 2007, which the court determined that EPA had the authority to go forward with at least an endangerment finding for greenhouse gases. The court didn't mandate EPA to do it. It just simply said it had the authority to do so.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Once EPA makes that endangerment finding, then that opens up or triggers other regulatory actions, specifically for greenhouse gas emissions for mobile sources, in other words, cars. And later on down the road, EPA is planning on doing the same kind of regulatory actions for stationary sources such as power plants, coal facilities, and the like.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Under the Congressional Review Act, this has to be a joint resolution. So Congressman Joe Barton of Texas is planning on introducing the same bill on the House side later this week. Now, the letter that was initiated by the council had a huge impact on the Hill just for its sheer volume of response and has actually encouraged other senators just to co-sponsor the resolution. So the letter really did have a positive impact up on the Hill.